Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Best in decor, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Hands of the clock, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, earlier in the year, the country faced a red alert as Storm Owen hit the country, bringing with it strong winds and leaving many, especially on the west coast of Ireland, without power for weeks. Take a listen.
Well, all areas are potentially badly affected in this instance. Currently, it's been really the western half of the country that has had the brunt of the all these type of storms. Because of where they come from, it's always going to be the west that's going to get the hardest hit because of the strongest winds. But significantly in this storm, and that's one of the reasons why it's a national red, while other places won't get perhaps the same level of wind as the west does, they'll get much stronger winds and are getting much stronger winds than they would normally get in a storm. So in terms of what's going to happen over the next few hours, if you take a line from, we'd say, West Clare up to Dublin, the winds there are now strengthening further and will continue to strengthen further for the next couple of hours to the north of that line.
Well, in the aftermath of the storm's damage, the government faced criticism from the public from what some saw as a lack of preparation for big weather events. Here's Taoiseach Micheál Martin's response.
Why didn't you have something in place before? You knew this was coming.
No, we did have everything in place.
No, you didn't. So, I have no power coming until the 5th of February. Yeah. The only person that prepared for this in my home and in my village is the people who live there. I have had no contact from any member of any authority of any part of the government. You need to get the doll. You need to bring it up here to the Western Development Commission. You go and sit and hold the doll there for 2 days. No power, no water. I'll tell you. We'll have no knee-jerk reaction then.
Okay, and you've made the point. Can I just...
I'm very frustrated.
I can understand fully, and I can understand the anger and all of that. But there were... The National Coordination Emergency Group met well in advance of this storm because they knew how severe the storm was going to be.
Good.
Okay. Every single agency in the country, every local authority filtered into that group and were asked for their plans. All of them, by the way, have standing plans.
Well, with respect, every local authority, I don't know if I'm the only one here, but those plans didn't work.
Every local authority. Well, let me finish the point I'm making, right? Okay, so the ASB, everybody submitted their resilience plans to the NEC before the storm, okay? The first priority in a storm of this severity, and it was the worst storm we've had in over 50 or 60 years, is to save lives.
Well, independent Ireland TD for Roscommon Galway, Michael Fitzmaurice, and independent councillor for Kerry County Council, Jackie Healy-Ray, join me to discuss Storm Owen. What's your memories of the storm, Michael?
Devastation. Especially our elderly people left basically on their own, only for our local communities. What they done, they rallied together. Like I saw down our way, there was people left 16 days, 17 days without electricity. We were unprepared because even water, group water schemes, scrambled generators. Irish Water were left high and dry at the time, which is damnable. Even our, you know, what we relied on in our 999s and all that, that went down as well. Now, they are building a new system, in fairness to that. But it was sheer devastation. You hadn't even a phone. It was like living on an island on your own. I remember I had to go about 4 miles before I get coverage. And I saw people, say I went out with the digger. And after a day, we got word that there was a guy that was trapped inside where there was trees down and no one had seen them. And you just had to go in and push everything out of the way to make sure that people were okay. There was no...
And were they okay when you got to them?
Yeah, they were, thank God. But there was no, you know, there was no coordination, in my opinion, from government agencies. Everyone talks about, I heard the Taoiseach saying there, you know, this one is ready and that one is ready. Yes, it was a severe storm. yes, we never saw the likes of the 999 and the emergency system going down before, but we need to learn lessons from it. You know, I'm not going to go saying that we should have been, we're going to be ready with everything, but by God, we need to learn lessons. And the one lesson I had, and I had talked 2 or 3 years before this, I've seen storms, and like we were 3 or 4 days without electricity again in the last month. And this won't be a thing that will go away. We need to prepare for things. I spoke for the last 2 or 3 years, got criticised on many a programme where I talked about forested corridors, where I talked about trees on the side of the road. And as I said to the person in the department the other day, what price do you put on our life? He said, we couldn't cut every tree on the side of the road. We damn well can, and plant 2 down the field where there's any wire near it or where there's a danger to the public.
Because you can hear, it was Rachel Connolly that was speaking in that clip there. He was confronting the Taoiseach she was in.
That's right,
comment at the time. And you can hear the frustration in her voice. Like, you can hear that she was at breaking point, and people were pushed to breaking point when you don't have water,
you don't have electricity
for a long period of time.
Like, we have gone backwards, in my opinion. We hadn't said, so there's a lot of vulnerable people. There's people that would be on kidney dialysis machines, couldn't work them. There are people that needed a bed that lifts you up and down, no generator. We were trying to scramble. I remember builders, I got about 40 generators from builders that went around the country trying to help people, but it was like loaves and fishes. You know, we were trying to do the best we could, but it was a team effort at trying to do the best we could.
Jackie Healy-Ray, what is your memories of the scene in Kerry, and I suppose how local people and communities just rallied around to try and support each other as best they could?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I suppose from at the beginning of January, we had a particularly hit badly in certain parts of Kerry with snow. And Kerry County Council had put in place different plans in response to that, because like Stormon, we had people without water, we had people without electricity, we had people who were trapped in their homes. And during that time, they established different hubs in different communities that were powered by generators and different things like that. And those places were still in place when Stormon hit. Thankfully, that they were very easily set up again to react to places that had been significantly affected by the storm. I think at its peak, we had 40,000 people in Kerry without power. It hit particularly early in the time in Kerry as it was coming in from the west coast. And throughout that week, you had anywhere up to 2,000 people still without power throughout the rest of that week. Thankfully, there wasn't people who were left in some parts of the West Coast for up to 2-3 weeks without power. But you still had isolated cases. We had 2 horrendous cases in Kerry where people had to be evacuated from their homes. The gable wall of somebody's house back in Vintry had blown in. A roof had blown off in Ballybunion. So you had cases like that. And you had places like was mentioned that are relying on group water schemes and generators and pumps and things like that and electricity powering that. And particularly big water schemes, you know, they didn't have the time and they didn't have the pressure to get back the water into people's homes for a considerable period of time, and that obviously causes frustration. As county councillors, you're often the very first port of call for that frustration, but look, that's the nature of it. I think Kerry County Council had established their emergency response line and it was open for 24 hours a day, and there was hundreds of calls into that, and I think we responded as best as we could on the ground. Is your best good enough? You know, all you can do is learn from each of these and hope that things get better. Like I say, because of being hit by the snow very early in the new year, we had certain things in place that we could recall upon when we were affected by Stormon, which did help in those hubs that were established in places like GA fields and things like that.
But we did talk at the time, Jackie, I remember, about doing more work to prepare communities going forward in an emergency like this so that those hubs could be pulled together in a very short period of time. Has that work been done?
Well, I think it has, in that, you know, well, in Kerry, I'm talking about now, Michael, I'm talking about from a local point of view within Kerry County Council. We do now have places that we can call upon in storms, you know, like that, GA fields and things like that, with generators and all that, where people can at least, you know, go and charge up the phone, hopefully that the masts are working and things like that. Like, an awful lot more needs to be done. But like I say, as long as we continue to learn from each, but again, I'm talking from a very local perspective, you know, within County Kerry, and what our local authority has done to try and respond to significant storm events, be it snow or be it wind events like Storm Owen was. And like I say, we were just in the position, and I'm focusing on these hubs, that because of the snow, just literally 2 or 3 weeks beforehand.
But you had those in place.
We had those in place that we could call upon again for Storm Owen, because to be fair, again, Michael's area was particularly a lot more worse affected than we were in Kerry. But for the areas that had still been without power for a number of days consecutively, you know, we were able to establish the hubs in those areas. The local authority was quick to move in there.
I just want to bring in some messages. We've had some listeners today. My electric car saved me for 2 days. We had no power and went on to provide heating, cooking and the fridge for the next 6 days, says Garrett in Galway. Another farmer in Galway is also texting, and who clearly they remember Storm Owen down there. No lessons have been learned from Storm Owen. The electricity network is still very vulnerable, as no felling of trees along the lines has taken place, which is a point that you brought up, Michael. I mean, it did highlight the key vulnerabilities that are there in electricity and water and communication, and how interdependent all of our critical infrastructure is. I mean, what has been done, do you think, in the intervening 11 months to try and address that? Because I think what was recognised after Storm Owen is more of these would be at our
The first thing is that there is a new system for the 999.
Which you mentioned.
Because when I mentioned it at the time, they denied that it went down, and then they admitted it after. Second of all, we were told that there was going to be generators for hubs right around the country, and especially the West Coast, because the weather, the wind hits the West. There hasn't been one announcement yet. There was actually a meeting in the Climate Action Committee last week. Sean O'Donnell was in it from Connemara, and there has been no announcement. They're talking about 300 or 400 generators now. It's like loaves and fishes. The facts are, as well as charging your phone, you need doctors. Doctors weren't able to work. I saw in our local club at home, we got sick of waiting. Our community got together and we done a run, and we collected the price of a generator, and we put it going in our community, because the promises that were made, just let's face it.
There was going to be an audit. I remember Michael Healy Ray talking about
the audit.
Did that happen?
Yeah, I think there'll be a time there. I think 24,000 hectares into there, something like that, a forestry that got damaged around the country. But the problem is, with due respect, that the setback distance that you were planting a tree last year and this year until a decision is made is the same. So it's as close to the ESB wire as it was. The ESB need to be given all the powers, and there wasn't a billion last week. The ESB needs to be given the powers to basically put the forestry corridors. You're not going to solve every problem. 70-80% of it will be solved. If Irish Water have got some generators, there is nothing in the Department of Environment for group water schemes to get a generator. So we have a report, but only the communities are doing bits themselves. There isn't a lot done in the overall context if we got a savage storm again.
All right, Jackie Healy-Ray and Michael Fitzmaurice, thanks for joining us in the Hard Shoulder studio.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.